The scripture today is from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. In the 15th year of the reign of the emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruled the region of Etruria and Trachonis, and Licinius ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into the region, into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
I come to the pulpit this morning thinking about my friend Petra, who probably at this exact moment is taking to her pulpit, 60 miles from here, standing before her congregation, torn apart by the violence that occurred this week in her community. Still fearful, still shaken, still in shock and in mourning. It's hard to talk about peace when you don't feel safe. It's hard to talk about peace when you feel like the very concept is unattainable, so far from reality, where week after week, another shooting is reported, another family destroyed, another community devastated with fear. I think about the names of those 14 people. The news showed many of their faces, young people, parents of young children, perhaps some grandparents, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts. How many of us know people affected by this shooting? I don't really have to be rhetorical, because so many of us know people affected by this shooting. We're not so very far removed, not removed at all, really, no buffer in a short hour's drive. And then there's the backlash. My Muslim friends have feared wearing their hijabs. They have, out of their fear, taken to wearing hoodies and baseball caps to try to blend in and hide their religion, lest they be judged, and worse, attacked. I'm just wrought with grief and worry, and I wonder who isn't. How can we sing out joyfully when our hearts are so heavy with the world's realities? I can't even imagine what my friend must be feeling. How does a pastor stand before her congregation and promise Christmas is coming when all they can feel is fear, grief, doubt, anger, and confusion, the wrath of violence, a wreath of mourning? And Christmas seems so very far away. My friend Petra. You might remember her. She actually married Marquise and me right here in our own sanctuary. My poor friend Petra. She's tasked with this comforting in a time where comfort seems impossible. We hear of gun violence, mass shooting, terrorizing attacks all the time now. But as I stand here today, I can't imagine what my dear friend must be thinking and feeling as she stands before her church. And then I realize that it could so easily be me standing before you. it is me standing before you. Because this isn't the first time that gun violence has touched our congregation. We aren't so far removed. It's real. It's not just something that happens on TV or exists half a world away. It happens to our friends, our families. Peace is a hard commodity to come by. I wish it was on sale at Target this year. It would look so nice under our Christmas tree. The shootings this week cut right through. It reminds us that there is not an easy way out, that we cannot just close our eyes and continue on with business as usual. Even though I know you would love for me to preach a happy sermon about the peaceful face of the baby Jesus, I can't do it. It's not pretty. It's not calm. Things don't get to just wrap up neatly with a bow and get placed under a Christmas tree or slipped into a stocking. If we are to treat Advent seriously, then we have to seriously look at our world. We can't sugarcoat it with candy canes and Christmas cookies. But I suppose Advent never really was about candy canes. It never has pretended to be sweet and neat. Advent knows that there's darkness in our world. We might prefer the candy canes. We might decide to turn up the radio, get back to those Christmas tunes on Coast, change the channel from CNN, and forget that there are people hurting right in our very midst until we realize that we are the ones that are hurting. Advent doesn't offer us an escape from reality. Instead, it calls us to open our eyes to see our world for what it is and even what it is not. I think that's why we get John the Baptist this Sunday. He's not pretty. He's angry. He's wild. He's unkempt, untamed, unbridled. He's crying out in the wilderness. This man with his wild hair, this wild man, a loudmouthed brute who doesn't fit into the Christmas story. It's easier for us to just push him a few weeks later. Reserve him for January's baptism in the River Jordan. He fits there. But we have no place for this wild man now. Prefer to ignore those cries and turn up the radio. We're on overload, John. Just shut up. So we try to stuff him back into the womb. It's better for us to read the passage where he leaps in Elizabeth's belly, bowing to the embryonic Jesus in Mary's. But here he is loud. Here he is shouting, he is indicting, relentless. The wild man cries out, "Prepare the way of the Lord, repent." Oh, John. John is so untamed with his camel hair shirts, rough and ragged, his hair all messy with locusts and honey in hand. You never see him on a Christmas card, except in the case where I've made the Christmas cards. Otherwise, nobody else ever thinks, let's put the angry guy on a card. No, it's always the peaceful manger scene, because that's what we see when we think of peace. But that's not what we know. As much as we want the quiet and the calm, we do not live in a peace-filled world. We live in the wilderness, and we want out. We want out of the darkness and out of the pain and out of the sorrow and out of the hatred and out of the scapegoating and out of the anger and out of the fear. We want out of the wilderness. Then you just get John yelling, his voice cutting through it all, right through those CNN scenes that keep playing over and over and over again. And he calls us out, prepare the way of the Lord. And then we remember that Jesus wasn't born into a utopia. Peace wasn't an easy commodity then either. Jesus was born into the mess. Born into a world that was hurting and broken and aching for a glimmer of peace. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way. Here. In our world, this world that is hurting and broken and also aching for a glimmer of peace. Come into our world, into our mess, into our pain, into our confusion, into our grief, into our anger, into our unrest, into our sorrow, into our fear. Come into our wilderness. Come, oh come, Emmanuel. Come, God be with us. Offer us not a sugar-coated promise that will easily melt away, but instead offer us the peace that passes all understanding. In the midst of the mess of our world, in the midst of our grief, in the midst of our fears, be with us. We want easy answers, but we know we're not going to get them. So instead, just be with us. Here, now, God with us, Emmanuel. And so we begin again with a candle, a tiny light to lead the way with hope as our fuel. We ignite that fire of peace. Starting here, starting now, with you and with me, with our heartache and with our questions and these tiny little flames flickering in the thickness of our darkness. It was John's own father whose silence was broken by the prophecy, saying, "By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." May our silence be broken. Silent no more. Out of the darkness we rise. Out of the shadows into the light. We will be led, and also we will lead. Amen. Into the way of peace. A new day is dawning. Prepare the way. Prepare the way of peace. Our path illuminated, now we walk. We walk on, God with us, Emmanuel, through the wilderness of these dark days. We forge onwards, walking that way of peace, even as violence and uncertainty surround us. But we will not be overwhelmed by darkness anymore. We will not acquiesce to the desperation that surrounds us. We will not be silent, buoyed by prayer. We will not be confined to it alone, but emboldened, encouraged, ignited for action to truly prepare the way of peace. Peace for our people, for God's people. For this broken world. Amen.